Ladies and gentlemen, it's been more than 20 years since the death of Princess Diana. You might not even remember her, but maybe that's why I would like to talk about her today, because I believe that she is one of the most important women in the history of the 20th century, maybe even the most important, one of the most important people in general. Let me give you three reasons why I think she was so important. The first reason is that she truly humanized the British royal family. Today, it is a normal thing for us that the British royal family has a Twitter account, a Facebook account, they have millions of followers, they share pictures from their private lives online for anybody to see. But that was definitely not the case when Princess Diana joined the royal family. She was probably the first person to actually interact with others on a human level. When she went outside, she met with normal people, she talked to them, she hugged them, and that's probably why, after her death, she was called by the then Prime Minister Tony Blair, the Princess of People's Hearts. So that's one reason. The second reason is that Princess Diana was the first real celebrity. She is what we today call a global celebrity. All the media outlets wanted her picture. They were willing to pay hundreds of thousands of pounds to get a picture of Princess Diana. But she was also the very first such global celebrity who used her fame to make a difference in the world. And again, today we consider it normal that famous actors and singers lobby for the safeguarding of the Amazon forest, or they try to safeguard the rights of animals or children. But Princess Diana was the first celebrity to do this. Let me give you one example, and that would be the way she helped patients with HIV/AIDS and their families. Because back then, people still believed that you can't even touch a person who is HIV positive. These people were really stigmatized. But then Princess Diana was photographed shaking hands with them and hugging them. And it really improved the quality of their lives and also the lives of the people around them, their families and friends. The third reason why I believe that Princess Diana is a very important figure is her attitude to mental problems. Again, she was a member of the royal family, and the royal family is well known for not sharing anything, or back then definitely was, and definitely not sharing intimate details about mental health. But Princess Diana was a person who talked openly about her mental problems, about bulimia, about anorexia, about depression. And by doing so, she made it more normal. She showed everybody that this is a part of human existence, that sometimes you have mental problems, and it doesn't really matter if you are a normal person or royalty, you are deeply affected by these problems, and not only you, but people around you as well. And in order to become better, you need to talk about these problems and you need to ask for help. So that's another important contribution that Princess Diana has made. So that's why I believe we should definitely know about her importance, and we really should remember her legacy. Thank you.